Thanks everyone for downloading this episode of the Nerdball Podcast. I'm your host, Lorenzo Melcher, sitting in my basement recording, as I've done so the past forever. I continue to do this because of all of you. Thanks to all of you for listening, downloading, sharing, subscribing to this podcast, checking out the YouTube page, any of the social medias. Just search the Nerdball Podcast. You'll see my face in cartoon form. That is the logo, and you click on that. Apologize for not putting an episode out last week. It was Easter, and then we had other things going on, so I just did not put an episode out. But I have one here today, ready for you, excited for you to listen to it. Please continue to do everything I just said. Like, share, and subscribe, all that stuff. So if you want to hit us up on Gmail, it is thenerdballpodcast@gmail.com. And you guys are great. I have reached out to a couple places to podcast in person, so hopefully that will happen. TikToks have kind of stopped. My video was messed up. If you watch on YouTube, the video and audio were not synced. So I finally figured that out, and I was able to, I had to update my software. So it was as simple as that. So I'm able to sync these things up. Hopefully I can get these TikToks back up and running, so everyone can enjoy them. So again, thank you all for being a part of this podcast, and I'm excited for you all to listen to this episode.
I'm Miles Taggetts, and this is the Nerdball Podcast.
The Nerdball Podcast with Lorenzo Melcher.
All right, Miles, thanks for coming on my podcast. You were on it a while ago when you were still a student in high school. And Here you are, big bad wrestler at Bucknell University. How's everything going, man?
Things going good. Yeah. Going good. Love it here. It's been going fun, going good.
Yeah. Where is Bucknell?
It is in Lewisburg, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
So it's like right central PA type area.
All right. All right. Before I get into, I want to talk all about your wrestling, but before I get into that, I want to know, the fans want to know, what have you been nerding out about? And it can't be wrestling. What have you been
nerding?
Yeah. Something you do. I've played video games, you know, read some books. Like what do you do? Cause I know, and we'll get into it again. I know your life's all wrestling, but what do you do to get away from wrestling to just have fun?
So actually it's going to sound a little weird, but I've been watching rom-coms.
Oh yeah,
for some reason I have been a rom-com guy since I got here. I don't know why.
Has it always? Just since you went to college, or have you liked it before?
Just I got to college. Like before college, I would watch like Cars and Pixar movies and stuff, and sure. Like normal stuff like Star Wars. Like I still watch Star Wars to this day, so you could say like I watch a lot of movies. But for some reason, I've just been watching a bunch of rom-coms all the time. I don't know why. Ever since I got to college, I've just been watching a bunch of rom-coms.
Is it good?
Yeah. My friend just asked it. He's like, shut up. He just came in the room.
What a
podcast.
Tell him pop on.
You can pop on. It's actually Noah Vane. He's another NC true freshman national qualifier. He's the
all right. One. All right. Nice.
Yeah. How's it going?
What's up, man?
I got this guy. He's my boy.
Oh, he's one of my favorite players ever.
One of my favorite players ever, you said.
Say it.
All right, man. So what is what name some of the rom-coms you've been watching?
So 10 Things I Hate About You is definitely my number one with Heath Ledger. That one. I actually just watched one with I just watched this one called Starstruck. It's like an old Disney one.
Okay.
It's like early 2000s blonde boy, this celebrity falls in love with this normal, ordinary girl. It's then Blended is one of my favorites. How to Lose a Guy in
10 Days.
Like, yeah. How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. That's another one of my favorites.
Can I suggest some that are probably older?
Oh yeah.
So Sleepless in Seattle. That's an awesome one. I believe I don't want to get him confused, but I don't think that's Tom Hanks. But Sleepless in Seattle is a good one. That's again, that was well before You were born. Let me see. I want to make sure I tell you right. I enjoy that too. Enjoy rom-coms. So, it is Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan.
Yeah.
That came out in 1993, but awesome. It's awesome. I really like it. I think When Harry Met Sally was a good one. Again, old. That came out in 1989. But that is good too. It's Billy Crystal. I don't know if you know who Billy Crystal is.
Yeah.
But he is in that movie. And again, Meg Ryan is the woman in that one. and there's one more, and it'll come to me. It's about a woman. Maybe it's called You Got Mail. I think it's called You Got Mail. You've Got Mail. 1998. You've Got Mail. You'll never guess. Meg Ryan is in this one as well.
Yeah.
With Tom Hanks. But those three are really good. I suggest You Got Mail and Sleepless in Seattle. But if you're trying to fill some time, check those out. Let me know what you think. Do you watch these by yourselves, or you watch these with other wrestlers or friends or what?
It depends. Sometimes, since being an athlete, like, you're friends with other athletes, and surprisingly, like, rom-coms are – a lot of people won't watch rom-coms. I don't know why.
Okay.
So, it'll be with another wrestler. This one girl I've been talking to on the volleyball team, we watch them together. And sometimes, like, when I'm just chilling, like, we'll just watch it. I'll just watch one, like, when I'm doing homework or something.
Okay. I don't want to gloss over the fact that you're like this girl that I've been talking to. Is that like, just some friend right now, Miles? Anyway, you know what? Yeah. Don't say anything. If she watches this, I don't want to get you in trouble.
Well, we've been hanging out the past couple of days. So
okay, all right.
It's just getting started.
All right, I will tell you if one of those, Sleepless in Seattle or You've Got Mail, would be perfect for you and her to watch. So
yeah.
That's cool, man. I'll tell you what, I would never in a million years would I have guessed that that's what you would say, but that's cool. Rom-coms are good. I enjoy comedies. I've always been a lover. So, the romantic part is perfect, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's sweet. So, okay, Miles, when you're not watching rom-coms, I'm assuming you're at wrestling, doing something with wrestling. And in fact, you helped me out with a video that I was creating for football, and you said the coaches had to take away your wrestling shoes.
Yeah. My coaches had to take away. So, like, sometimes I go over the top with my training. I think it's just because, like, I go a little over top with my training. And a lot of time, my coaches just, like they tell me that you have to stop. And they warn me that they got to take my wrestling shoes. And it's kind of like a little joke, but they put it on their desk and like, hey, you're not touching your wrestling shoes. Like, this is – you're off the mat. You're off the mat this week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's so good. They're looking out for you, man, right? And I hope you understand that part of it.
Yeah. I see. I understand. I see sometimes you got to chill out a little bit, just let your body recover. That's the one thing in college that I had to learn a little bit, because in high school you're always working hard, but – high school practices are not like college practices. So everybody's good. Everybody grinds on each other. It's good.
Yeah. I was saying, in Perrysburg, it has pretty difficult practices too. So that's a lot that you're, how different it is in college.
Yeah. I think Perrysburg training, actually, it helps me adjust better to college training.
Okay.
Because obviously, like, no high school, what Sky was making us do was – exactly what college is doing. The only thing is that in high school, like, not everybody in the room is a state champ. Not everybody in the room is one like Noah Mulvaney that just capped on. He won a national title in high school. He's a Wisconsin state champ. Me and him actually wrestled twice before. He beat me twice before.
Was it close?
The first one, no. He teched me. It was in freestyle, but the second one, it was tied up, and he got a 4-point move on me, and he won the match.
Well, that's cool. Are there any other wrestlers at Bucknell that you've wrestled before?
No, but a lot of the guys have wrestled. like a lot of these dudes are from like PA, so they've wrestled kind of each other. So
okay,
but yeah,
at least know each other. Well, I remember you were telling me when you decided to go to Bucknell, wasn't there a kid that either you lost? I don't know if you lost to him or you did have you went against him in the States that is in the same conference as Bucknell. I can't remember what you were talking about.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So the kid that I had in state finals my junior year, he goes to Penn now, which is like, it's in the EIWA. I haven't seen him yet, but shouts to him.
All right. So I want to rewind here a little bit. So you make your decision to go to Bucknell. Everyone's excited. Mm-hmm. Pretty sweet. When you get there, like I would imagine there's like several times where you're nervous. Like I would imagine moving day is a little nerve wracking. Mm-hmm. You know, meeting new people, social media probably helps a little bit with that now, cause you guys can kind of talk to each other beforehand. Just going to class for the first time, having your first practice, like all these things, there's just so much first. Like, how are you able to manage all this stuff? You also don't seem like a nervous person to begin with, like, unless you just hide it very well.
Oh, I get nervous. I try to hide it a little bit, but what, like that first day type of feeling, you get there, you have your first practice, I always did just do what you always done. Like there was always a first practice for high school. There was always first practice for middle school. There was always first practice like everywhere. And I knew once I just did what I did, I know about my wrestling, just trust it. Like it's not like I haven't had to make friends before. Like I had to move into Perrysburg. I had to make friends at Perrysburg. So I had to do that. And so I think I was a little, I calmed myself down a little bit. Just do what you normally do. Just act like yourself and you'll be fine.
Yeah. What do you think the hardest part was leaving home? Anything. It could be just the moving, just meeting people, just going to class. Like what was the hardest part about your first year at Bucknell?
My first part is not being around my family as much. That was what, because like obviously now Josh is the starting quarterback for the football team, getting recruited. Tatum's getting recruited for rowing. Ben's just starting high school. Like I really want to be there a lot. Like I call them all the time. I'm always calling them. I actually get made fun of here a lot. They're like, "Oh, you're calling your family again. Who are you phone with? Josh, they or Ben?" But yeah, just being around them, because a lot of times like I get a lot of my energy off of them sometimes. Like some days I'm feeling down, like I'll look at Josh and Josh will say something stupid or Ben will get slapped or something. And we'll just feed off each other's energy all the time. But yeah, I definitely miss my family a lot.
Yeah. And being an older brother, that's kind of maybe something that doesn't get talked about enough is being the oldest, and kind of being in charge of the kids for your whole life is in charge is a very loose term, but the ones that they look up to you and do all this stuff. And then all of a sudden you're gone. Like it's hard for your siblings, but it's hard for you because you're used to, like you said, you're used to having all of them around and being able to just talk to them they're just in the same room. Maybe you're all just staring at your phones, but they're all there. That's a tough thing. And I would imagine wherever, if Josh and Tatum and Ben, if they decide to go to college and move away, that they would lean on you for that too, to say like, "Hey, how did you figure this out?
Do this." So, that was really struggling for me because when I came to college, like I was still, like obviously at the time when I wasn't the wrestler I am now, but I was still like a state champ. And Ben, I would always talk to Ben about mentoring and wrestling. I would talk to Josh, and before I left college, Ben was like up to my shoulder, 106, 110 pounds. And Josh was like 190, only like a inch taller than me, 195. And I was like, and then they actually came up here for a practice and Ben was up to my, like almost at my level. I was like, what is happening? It's like he almost up to my level, 130 pounds. This is the heaviest I've ever felt Ben be. And he was so fast. And I was like, not realizing it, then I go against Josh, who's like 3 inches taller than me and 205 pounds on the scale. I'm like, dude, what is happening right now? And they're just huge now. And like, they're strong. Oh, they're so strong. Like Josh is, it was hard to wrestle Josh. He was a little strong kid. I was like, geez, dude. And but leaving home is like that, like mentoring them and looking over them. And it was kind of, it scared me a little bit because I was like, who's going to be there to kind of protect them, to help them, to help them? Like, I really never had an older brother, and I wanted to be the older brother for them, that I kind of went through high school, so I wanted to be back there for them and kind of help them, which obviously, like, they call me, they talk to me, but still, I would like to be there to help them navigate through this thing of high school and navigate, like, do the right thing, like, talk to them, give them advice. It's just hard when you're all the way in Lewisburg, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, but it's I think it's good. I think it's good that you make time to reach out to them and talk to them about, you know, whatever is happening. And I'm sure besides the calls, I'm sure there's plenty of texts or Snapchats and all that kind of stuff, you know, that gets sent around. So that's good. It's good of you to try to continue to do that, because some people just bye and then you just never talk to them again, which can be understandable if you're an athlete, right? You got school, you got the sport you're playing, maybe you're working, like all these things, other things that are taking up time. It can be understandable. Rom-coms.
Yeah, rom-coms to see.
Oh man, well that's awesome, man. So as you're going through your first year at Bucknell, I remember texting you when I was asking about if you could be participating in that video, and I was like, I've been seeing some of the videos, it looks like you're doing a good job, but I'm assuming your dad only posts the good ones that you do. So you know, you did great. What was your overall record for the year?
My overall record, I had 25 wins, 25, 25, 26, and like 10, 12, 13 losses.
Okay. All right. Is college wrestling like high school, where there's, you know, one, two, three people in your weight class, and then whoever's the best, is there like a varsity level, or how does it work in college?
So it's like the same as high school. It's people get seated, people based on their records, what they've done before. Just like people get seated, you get seated, you get separated. But the thing with college is you can't count anybody out. Like in high school, like you might have some kids that I won't say are bad, but they're just starting out the sport. Like are been wrestling for a year, a couple of years. Everybody here has been wrestling since they were 4 or 5 years old. Again, with so many accolades to the name, and it's just a grinder. It's like, it's hard wrestling. Like there's pictures of me with like my face all, I got black eyes, my eyes are swollen. Like, it's a grinder to go through a college tournament. It's the same as high school. It's grinder, but like our coach says, only the strong survive. And that's why I always lead back to is, even though the strong survive, you got to just be ready to go out there.
When you are wrestling at practice, like when you're going to Bucknell, they have other wrestlers in your weight class, and then and if that's the case, like, do you have to beat them in order to be like to go to certain tournaments?
So at the beginning of the year, there are kids that they recruit many kids. So there's kids at your weight. Like, there might be one or two kids at your weight that you have to wrestle off at the beginning of the year. And whoever wins that will be the starter. Okay. You'll have like a big wrestle off at the beginning. Then like, say like something starts happening where you're not doing real good in tournaments, but this kid's looking real good in practice, they might have another wrestle off.
Okay.
Or they might, and if they want, they can challenge you. If they feel that they're better than you, they can challenge you one more time. And if you beat them, then it's like you beat them twice out of three times. So basically that's kind of it.
Okay.
But I had a dude at my weight, I beat him in the wrestle off, and I just became the starter that day.
Okay.
I mean, yeah.
Is there like animosity between you guys? Not necessarily you, but let's say like certain weight classes where a guy like is the starter, and then the second string is just like, man, I should, and like he's just pissed off all the time, and they're not friends or whatever. Does that happen?
Well, obviously there's like tension because everybody wants to be the starter, but I think at the end of the day, everybody's cool with themselves. Like when you get in here, you want to be chippy, you want to push the other person, you want to be the starter, you want to compete to be there.
Yeah.
But when we walk out of this room, I think we're all friends. We all understand Like, this is what we've been doing our entire life. Everybody's fighting for a spot. Everybody's. So I totally understand.
I just looked you up on the Bucknell Bison website.
Oh.
Your picture cracks me up.
Me smiling with my college shirt.
You're just like, you're like, it's like they took it the first day of freshman year and you're just so excited.
That is legit the first day. Legit the first, like, I was like, I'm smiling. I'm grinning.
So excited to be
that,
there.
That was legit, like, the first, like, couple weeks. That was.
That's so good. All right, so you're going through your college first college season. Are there, again, the only wrestling I know is high school, so I'm trying to understand college wrestling. I'm assuming there's like duels and tries and that kind of stuff, and then there's just tournaments, that because college tournaments too.
Yeah, so we do mostly duels. There's like, in which I was kind of surprised about, because at Perrysburg, you would just do a bunch of tournaments every weekend. There's a new tournament, but there's more duels. And they say in PA, they do more duels too. But I'm just, that you do more duels throughout the year. You might do like a tournament at the beginning of the year, see how you are, a couple tournaments, like one or two tournaments in between. Like, we went to Southern Scuffle, Navy Classic, Clarion Open. Then after those three, those are the three ones that we did, and they're all separated from each other. And it's cool, like Southern Scuffles in Chattanooga. Okay. And that was really cool to go to Chattanooga, see you around. But also, like, you have duels out in Wisconsin. We had duels in Oklahoma State. You have duels. Yeah, you see it everywhere. And especially when you get here, it's cool to have that homegrown. Because we have a gym called Soika that's pretty big. Then we have Davis, which is like kind of smaller. But Davis is like cool because it's easier to pack the stands and get it loud. And so that was pretty cool. We had Minnesota come and we packed the stands for that, and that was cool. But yeah, there's more duels, but you do like a couple tournaments throughout the season, but then you have the conference tournament, and that's like districts or something, like at high school. And so you have to place, like, they'll always come out, like this year for me, it was top six, and then like the year before it was like top four. So like the NCAA tells you like how many wrestlers from your conference will go to nationals, what placement you have to get. So like for me, it was top six. So like if you place first through sixth, you're going to nationals. You had an automatic bid to nationals. And so like other weights might have, like, you have to place first to third. It was just based on how strong the weight is at the conference.
Okay.
So like at Big Tens, you'll see like, you just have to place. You just have to get on the podium. And then even like some weights at Big Tens, it was like top 10 go.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was like top 10.
So the more you have, is that just make – is it just because your weight class is in your conference better?
Yeah, it's like tougher, I would say.
Okay.
So like there's more ranked dudes. Like there's a whole equation to it, but there's more like ranked dudes, ranked wins, ranked opponents.
It could change for you next year.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think it will change for me next year. I think it'll be a little smaller. Okay. But then, like, say, like, I don't qualify, like, I don't get that top six placement, maybe I just have a bad tournament. You could also get a bid, like, an at large bid.
Yeah.
So, like, and that large bid is like Noah Mulvaney guy. Like, he didn't get, I think it was top five he had to get. It was like first through fifth, and he got sixth. But he has like a couple ranked wins. He had a great season. He has two. He won Clarion Open, and he won Southern Scuffle in Chattanooga. So he got an at large bid, which sent him to nationals.
Nice.
So that's always there.
Yeah. So you were talking about going to Chattanooga and going to Oklahoma State. What's the travel like? Like for you guys?
So it's they transport us They transport us through vans. They get us to the airport. We just get on like a normal airplane. We fly to these places.
Yeah.
But the coolest part is that we don't got, like, the coaches pay for our food. They pay for everything. We get bags. We get travel suits that we can wear. We get everything says Bucknell Wrestling. You look at us, it's just everything is Bucknell Wrestling. And which I was like, this is sweet. Like when you're coming to college, you're like, obviously, you think about the gear and stuff, And so, like, you have all this gear, and you're like, oh, this is sweet. And then you go out there, and you're traveling, and you have your whole team with you. Then they get you a locker room with Gatorades, water, like when you're away, and when you're here, like we'll give them stuff. And it's like here we have we have like our home area. Like when we have home duels, we'll have like this is like our lounge area, so we'll hang out here, and they'll get us like Gatorades, Uncrustables, anything we want. Like we tell them, and they'll get it for us.
Yeah,
and that's what we have for after weigh-in. So that's really cool.
That's awesome, man. You know, and that's I had two buddies that played baseball at BG, and you know, just like all the swag and stuff they got, and you know, it's baseball. Like it's not football. Yeah. You know, but they got all these things, and it was pretty cool. So you know that's part of deciding where you're going to go and when you get there, you know, and at all levels there's things for you because you guys are working hard and they're trying to get as much things for you because they know how hard it is. And it's, you know, especially if you're not on scholarship, it's hard because you got to pay for it at some point.
Yeah.
Speaking of money, have you looked into any NIL stuff?
I've looked into a couple. So I'm actually in the NIL group. Like some teams, like there's apps out there now, like you can join your team and you can be in like a big team where somebody like just sponsors you. Like maybe since a certain amount of money, like, and we split it a couple ways. Like I know, I just got like a $12.50 thing from like something, like you can get something like that.
Yeah.
But like you can get like in a group and then it can be separated to all your teams. Like there's stuff like that out there now. And then there's like t-shirts, like Joey Blaze just got a t-shirt collection. Okay. Yeah. And it says Joey Blaze and it has him like going like this with his producing lid on. It's a pretty sweet t-shirt. I'll give it to him. But like, I've been looking into a couple of those things mostly right now. Like obviously right now I'm trying to get my schoolwork cause we're getting to the end of but this summer I'm definitely trying to look out for NIL deals, look out for NIL, anything, honestly, just open up my solution to that. Cause that can be a real benefiting factor.
Yeah. Here it is. I found the shirt. I don't know if you can see it very well, but that.
Yeah. That's when he beats Peyton Robb. Oh yeah, that's when he beat Peyton Robb. Peyton Robb is like a great wrestler.
Okay.
Known in college, and Joey pins him in overtime. Joey pins him in overtime, and I guess when they went to Nebraska, they were like Big Red, and Joey just came up and like did that to his ear, and then they went all quiet. And I was like, that's kind of sweet. It's kind of sweet.
There's nothing better than being the away team and causing silence.
Oh, dude, oh yeah.
I love it. One I remember, I was just watching. I was a basketball game. It was the Spurs against the Cavs, and we were in Cleveland watching it, and we're Spurs fans. And the Spurs won at the buzzer. Tim Duncan made a shot at the buzzer, and it was so quiet because that's a few pocket of Spurs fans going crazy. You could like hear the guys cheering on the court, but I was like, man, this is awesome.
That's so funny.
Nothing beats a home crowd, but that silent, that sad silence. Yeah. Oh, good.
Yeah. The one thing I will say that kind of caught is when you're in the stands. So like we go to softball games because we're cool friends with the softball team.
Okay.
We're like a lot of guys are dating softball players, or we're friends with the softball team. And that was like the first like kind of Bucknell event we've been going to like as a team. And some Army was here. Oh, we were chirping them. And it was, we got a mom yelling at us, let's see how fast you get pinned. It's so bad. But a rain delay happens and we pull the tarp, and we're like, the girls run out to go pull the tarp.
Yeah.
And then and I'm like, why are our softball girls? But we just start screaming like, don't let our girls do that. Don't do that. Come on. That's awful. And then their coach is like, they come help. We take, it's all freshmen, couple of sophomores that are dating, and recruits. We have recruits.
Oh, no kidding.
And we run out there and we pull this tarp over the field. And then we sit there, wait a little bit. We're getting hyped. We're taking off our shirts and stuff. We run back out. We take the tarp off. We get into the final inning. The girls are down like 4-3 something, and there's two girls on base on third and second, and this girl just ropes one, gets a double off of it, and the two girls come home, walk off double. And we are going crazy. We are losing our minds. We're like, rush the field. We got there. They're like this. They have like a little trophy thing. And they're like, all right, we give this out to the MVPs of the game when we win. Half of it goes to the girl who hit the double, obviously, because she hit the walk-off. And the other half goes to the wrestling team. We're like, hey, let's go. We're hyping up. We were chirping so bad. We were screaming for our team. That was the best moment.
That's awesome, man. Those are the kind of experiences that you know you want to have at college, and that's awesome, man. That's such a good story.
I'm so happy that we did it with recruits. But what college is going to make you feel like, yeah, this is home. This is the place where I can have fun without the partying, without everything else. All the dudes are cool. But when we get into that room, we can get down, we can get dirty, we can get chippy, but then we can walk out. We can go to the softball game. We can cheer on other teams. We can go to the volleyball game. We can cheer on them. We can do everything together. And like, that's why I was telling them, I was like, we need dudes in here that aren't just going to sit around all day. This is what we do. This is like what we've kind of been pushing on. I'm like, kids, like you can party at any school. You're not going to find this at any school. Like,
that's awesome, man. That's a good experience for you guys. I want to talk a little bit about you being a freshman and making it to the NCAAs. So you talked about, you know, you play sixth in your conference tournament. What conference are you guys in again?
The EIWA, Eastern Intercollegiate Wrestling Association.
All right. So it's different than like other sports, right? Then because like then basketball and football, like because they have conferences and Big Ten, ACC, like all that stuff. But I feel like your guys is maybe it's because maybe not all, I don't know what conference Bucknell is in basketball, but maybe not all the basketball schools in there have wrestling or something.
Yeah, but the thing with ours is like our basketball team, most of our sports are in the Patriot League.
Yes.
And that's like below the Ivy or something. But ours is like the Ivies and the Patriot League combined. That's basically what it is. That's only for wrestling.
Got it.
But then you still have the ACC. You still got the Big Ten. You still got the Pac-12. You still got all those schools. And, like, obviously, like I said before, like, for basketball, you get, like, Selection Sunday for March Madness. For us, that when those bids come out, that is, like, kind of Selection Sunday. Like, hey, this many dudes can come out of this for this much. Like, and that's basically how it goes.
Yeah. So placing top six, you knew you were in. So now you're just trying to figure out, all right, where am I going to be seated?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you expect to be seated where you were seated, or did you want to be higher?
No, I expected to be seated pretty low. Yeah. The thing with me was I had really close matches with top ranked dudes. But I never won any of them. Mm. But even though I was, the thing with me is I couldn't get over the edge this year.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get one of those ranked wins. I feel like if I could have gotten one of those ranked wins, a couple of those ranked wins, that I would have been ranked higher. But I totally understood like where I was ranked, obviously.
So how many wrestlers were in your weight class?
33.
Okay. And you were
at the national tournament.
And you were 30?
I was number 30. Yeah.
Right. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So is there, I'm assuming there is, but is there like film and stuff you watch for wrestling? Like if you're right, you're going to get your opponent, that kind of stuff. How, I'm assuming you can watch it by yourself, but you're also watching it with coaches, correct?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Can you pick up a lot from that as like, hey, this is how we can attack this wrestler, or he's susceptible to this, or blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. So in high school, I remember you asked me that question in high school, and we kind of did it in high school, but mostly we focused like in college now. Yeah. The thing is like you and your coach watch your film. You see what you did. You see where you messed up, where you need to tweak some things, where you can get the little details from. And then your coach watches probably like the opponent's film and be like, hey, this guy likes duck unders. So let's keep your elbows in. Let's just work and keep your elbows in. But let's work. Like, they'll tell you like those little things, like, hey, this guy does this and this, but they won't tell you a whole bunch because they don't want you focusing on just like, if I'm just wrestling this guy, I'm being defensive on his stuff, then I'm not getting to my stuff.
Okay.
So like some dudes, like, it just depends. Like me, I like a, like if it's something obnoxious, like one dude's just doing a bunch of the one move over and over again, I want to know that. But like some dudes just don't like that at all. They only want to focus on their wrestling. Yeah. Some dudes like a little bit more detailed kind of guy. Like, but one of the things here is like out there, there's like these cameras. We got cameras and TVs out there by the wrestling mat. And they're on like a 30-second delay. So we can do something in practice and the coach is like, that doesn't feel like watch. And we can watch it like 30 seconds later of me wrestling just there.
Yeah.
So we'll do that. And then we also do like individuals. So like I come in a bunch, like, again, I always try to get extra work in. I try to come in and work with one of our coaches, Thomas Litz.
Okay.
He works hands-on with me. Like he's always wrestling with me all the time. We do like 25, 30 minute individuals where I'm just working on my little details, working on my shots, just getting more reps, more repetitions of just my attacks, my defense, my little things. Like maybe one, like the past duel, like maybe I didn't sprawl right. Like I didn't get my defense good enough. So we'll work on my defense over and over again. Then like the next time I like, I wasn't coming up with my shots. And then that's what we do over and over again.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So you know, you do all the study, especially when you find out who your opponent is. And, you know, I can understand trying to if you focus too much, you will be more defensive and you still have to be able to score points and stuff. So being able to work on your stuff is important too. When you went to the NCAAs, first of all, where was it at?
Kansas City.
Okay. So you go there, I mean, you're excited. I'm assuming you're nervous, you know, all this stuff is happening. When you get out there and wrestle in your first NCAAs, is there a thought going through your mind or anything, you know, or is you're just like, hey, I'm just here to wrestle. Before you answer, are you understanding like how awesome and cool this is that you were able to qualify?
Yeah. Okay. It was cool. It was definitely cool. And it was definitely cool to be there. It was cool. And I'm grateful that I was there and it was cool. I'm happy that I'll say like, I was grateful and happy for the experience, but also like, it was really cool to get there. But also now, like there's bigger goals and bigger dreams.
Yeah.
Obviously. Like now I'm like, all right, this is like, it's cool to be there. It'd be even cooler to place. It would be even cooler to be on top of the podium. Like, that's what now we're getting into where I'm kind of like, I want to be on the same thing with high school. It's like, it's cool to be at the state tournament. It's cooler to win a state title.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at now, where I'm like, it's cool to be there. It's really cool. It's going to be cooler when I am on top of the podium. Yeah. That's where, like, now we're working towards a national title. And obviously, like, coming into this year, I had a little bit of, what do we do now? Like, where do I stand? Where do I go? And I was like, just trust your wrestling, trust your training, trust everything, trust your recovery, trust what you're doing, trust your everything, and just go out there and wrestle hard. I was kind of a little weird. I didn't know really where I should be because you're coming out of high school. You don't know where you're going to fit in college. You don't know how you're going to transition there. And now I'm on the path where I'm like, all right, no more of this. We're just getting their stuff. Yeah. We're going to nationals and we are going to go get a trophy. Like this is no more. I am getting like now in my head, it's like, I want to win a national title. I want to go out there. And I want to go out there and win a national title.
It is good to hear. You can celebrate what you accomplished, especially in the moment. Mm-hmm. But the thing I liked the most is when you said, you know, now that I think about it, it was cool and I was living in the moment, but now it's time to progress. But I think it's important that especially kids when they do anything to celebrate whatever success that is, because if you never take time to celebrate it, then then it's just all going to be like, well, that was cool. Now let's move on. Like, no, you did this awesome thing. Let's be happy about it. Let's be excited. You know, pop a balloon, whatever. Like, just do, like, understand what it is. And it sounds like you did, which is great. And now, you know, you're progressing, you know, and you know what you want to do.
Yeah. So now it's just like, now there's like a bigger goal to work towards. Like,
I'm going to practice so much that my coach has to take my shoes away.
But now it's like, I see the best is like, you taste it. You can see it. Like, you taste it. Once you taste it, it's an addictive crave where you just want to be at the top.
Yeah.
And for me, it's kind of like one of those things that just burns in my head. It's like, I just want to be there. I want to get back there. There's like, I can't wait to be back there. And I want to go out there and I want to win. I want to win more. I want to keep going. But I know, like, I got to keep training hard, keep trusting my training, trust my coaches, obviously, and just keep moving forward.
When you lost the first match, what was the score of that?
4-1.
Okay, which I don't know. Obviously, I know when it's a pin and that kind of stuff, but I don't know if obviously you lost, so you're not excited about there, happy with that, but were you happy with how you wrestled just overall?
I was a little happy with how I wrestled, but again, it was one of those things like, fourth in the country, dude.
Yeah.
It's 1-1. In college now, it's like 3 points. When you get a takedown, it's 3 points. So I had these times in season where I was with the 12th ranked dude, with the 8th ranked dude. Yeah. It was tied up. It was 1 point match. It could go either way. It was a 1-2 point match. And I got into that position so many times where I was all right with my wrestling. But I was mostly focused on like, I can't keep losing matches like this.
Yeah.
Like I need to figure out a way how to win these matches. It was a little aggravating for me because we've been working on all season and stuff. And I've been so close this whole season, but I just need that one win. But it was kind of cool because we go out there, you can just hear the one thing with me. It was like, you see like the stands, you see everything. And you're like, wow, this is really cool. Then when you lose, you're like, all right, that was cool to go out there and wrestle, but now I want to win. I hate this feeling.
I would imagine. Yeah. So after you lose, you have another match, right? In the consolation bracket. How do you, I would imagine it's hard to be like, all right, I lost this. Now I got to go win do or die. If I don't win this, I'm out. Like, is that the same day or is that a different day?
That was the same day. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was like at a later time.
Sure.
That was
sure.
at a later time. Yeah.
But the mentality, like it's gotta be tough to like turn around and be like, all right, well, I guess, but you've been doing your whole life, right? There's consolation brackets and you lose and win and all kinds of stuff your whole life. So I would imagine you have something to fall back on.
Yeah, so I just in high school, like sometimes I would lose matches and I would come back and take thirds. And people would like, hey, you had that bounce back, bouncy ball mentality where you got bounced, but now you're coming right back. It's not forget about it. And so that's what I was kind of just telling myself. I was kind of like, just trust your train, just trust everything.
Sure.
Just bounce back. Just time to bounce back. That's all you have to do. There's nothing you can change the last match. All you gotta do is just bounce back for this one.
And for people that don't know, if you make it to the consolation round, the top prize is third.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah. Top prize is third. Yeah.
So all right. So you went through your first NCAAs, had a cool picture with Joey. I thought that was pretty neat to see you guys post together. Did you get to talk to him much at all?
Yeah, we got to talk. We were talking mostly about wrestling, obviously. It's me and Joey. We were talking about
rom-coms.
We were talking about Joey. he's gonna see that I said rom-coms and he's gonna text me, he's like, what are you saying out there? You know people are seeing this, right? But me and Joey, we talked a little about wrestling, we talked about Perrysburg, we talked about Purdue and Bucknell, and he was asking me questions, I was asking him some questions.
Sure.
It was just cool to really catch up, talk again, and you can he wasn't showing any pictures, but Marcus was there, So all three of us were just back talking to each other, seeing what was up, just catching up. And obviously, like, it was nice to see the Blaze's parents, see his grandparents. Like, it was cool for Joey to see my parents again. It was just, it was cool to see him.
That was cool. It's always nice to, I know you had teammates there, just this kid that you've wrestled with for years, you know, also is experiencing the exact same feelings you are because you're both true freshmen and you're at the NCAA. So that's cool, man. Yeah. It's, you know, congratulations on doing that. That's obviously not a small feat. And I know you got bigger goals and that things you want to do, but I'm glad you're able to celebrate that because it is cool. Yeah. And I've never paid attention to wrestling more than since I met you. Like I paid attention to it when you were in high school, even this year. Like I still paid attention to it, you know, check it out, see where people are, how the team does in the States, you know, all that kind of stuff. And now, like, I didn't think my phone would ever Google Bucknell wrestling ever in my life. So like, and then I didn't know when the seeds came out. So I kept trying to check. I'm like, when the hell are these things coming out? Cause I was trying to find where you ended up and where Joey ended up. So it's added this extra sport that I didn't really care about that much. You know, now I care about it because I know people there and I want you guys to succeed and do big things. So thank you for that because it is a cool thing that I get to experience now.
Yeah, nice. That makes me happy. I just want to put more people on. That's the whole point of it. Is just to get people looking at us so they can look at the dudes below us. That's what I've been kind of seeing it. So like if people can watch me, they're like, oh, this dude has a little brother. Oh, this dude is from Perrysburg. Like, let's watch the Perrysburg wrestling team. Let's watch Ben Taggett. Let's watch Josh Taggett. Like Josh Taggett. Oh, he's Miles Taggett's brother, and he's on the football team. Let's go watch a football game. Like, obviously, it all comes together all the time.
I still need a Bucknell wrestling shirt, though, Miles.
Oh, I'll get you a Bucknell wrestling shirt.
Yeah, 2X. I need 2X.
2X? All right. I'll get you a Bucknell wrestling shirt. Coach will probably see this and ask me about it or something.
Oh, I'll wear it. He's like, Miles, why are you asking for a 2X shirt? I wear it at football practice. I always wear a different sport for pregame. Like I could wear a Perrysburg basketball shirt or I think I had a band shirt on one time, like pregame, just to be out there. And then I put my regular Perrysburg stuff on. I don't know if Coach Connor would let me get away with wearing a Bucknell wrestling shirt pregame, but if I can, I will.
Nice blue and orange, right in the middle of the field.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, cool, Miles. Well, again, man, I'm so excited for you. I'm glad things are doing well. We talked about your cauliflower ear in that other Zoom we did for. That thing's pretty brutal, man. It looks like it hurts. But don't even touch it. It looks like it's just cement in your ear.
It is. It literally is.
Oh my god.
Cement you cannot feel. Like I can feel myself touching it, but. I can pinch it as hard as I want. I've seen
UFC fighters. They have. I've seen this one dude get blasted in his head by a kick, and his ear like ripped and almost came off. Dude, gross. So don't get your ear ripped off. Okay, Miles.
I'll try not to.
You won't be able to hear rom coms very well when you only have one ear.
We only got one ear. Yeah.
All right, Miles. Well, I'll let you get back to whatever you're doing. Again, this is awesome. I appreciate you coming on here. Maybe once a year, we'll recap your season. You can come on the podcast and talk about it. You're a good dude. Hopefully, you can make it back for a football game and see you on the sideline.
For sure. Yep.
All right.
For sure. Cannot wait.
All right. See ya.
I see ya.
Thanks again to my guest, Miles Taggett, for coming on the podcast. Miles Taggett, NCAA qualifier, freshman year, Bucknell Wrestling. Famous Perrysburg wrestler was able to come on the Nerdball podcast. He's a good dude. I really enjoyed coaching him when he played football. He helped me out with a football video I was making a few weeks ago. So he's always willing to come talk and he did a great job explaining all about wrestling, which I don't know too much about, but I, like I said in the podcast, I'm gaining more knowledge because of him and Joey Blaze and Perrysburg wrestling in general. So I appreciate him coming on. Talking about rom-coms, that was totally not expecting that. So that was cool. So hopefully he takes me up on my suggestions and see what my recommendations, and we'll see what he says about those. So again, thanks, Miles, for coming on. And You know, thanks to all of you for always listening, sharing, subscribing, downloading the podcast, checking out the YouTube channel, all the social medias, the Nerdball Podcast, the nerdballpodcast at gmail.com. If you would like to email, all that stuff, please interact with the show. This is an awesome thing. I love doing this. And, you know, if anybody wants to come on, hit us up. So, as always, thanks to Big Daddy Graphics, Perrysburg Junior High STEM Lab, Cuttlefish Graphics, and Real JP Multimedia for always helping out the podcast. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.